Trucking companies across the U.S. have a hard time finding drivers. After all, wages aren't what they used to be, and being on the road for weeks on end can be a tough sell. In Charlotte, the demand for drivers is especially high. The city has long had commercial driving schools, but now Central Piedmont Community College is offering its own, and it has a wait list of 500. WFAE's Crystal Hogue reports.
Monet Robinson looks into the hood of a truck and begins pointing out what each part does. Before you even learn how to drive a truck, you learn how to pre-trip. That means checking things like fluid levels, leaks and cracks, and tire pressure.
It's a lot. You gotta do brake tests, gotta check your gauges, make sure everything is good before this truck moves the lot.
Robinson is halfway through this intensive 2-month course. The goal is to get her commercial driver's license in August. She and about 35 other students in the class at CPCC's campus in Huntersville learn safety habits, defensive driving, cargo handling, and mechanics as part of the driver's training. Like many here, truck driving runs in Robinson's family.
I chose truck driving because I get to travel, but my dad does it, so I want to follow in my dad's footsteps.
CPCC started the certificate program a year ago at the request of companies in need of drivers. They gave equipment to get the program started. CPCC now offers the course for $200. That's a lot less than commercial driving schools, which charge around $4,000.
If you look at job postings for truck driver in Charlotte, North Carolina, you will find 1418 postings.
That's Hani Mamasani, a professor at Northwestern University who tracks the trucking industry. He's searching the American Trucking Association's database for job openings. The Charlotte region has over 17,000 truck drivers. That's a lot for a region this size, and at about 1,400 postings, Mamasani said it also has a higher number of job openings, and the number is only anticipated to grow.
There's a lot of retirement that's expected in that industry. Even by 2020, it's expected that the demand for drivers is going to increase by something like 20%.
The Charlotte Chamber estimates about 3,500 jobs will need to be replaced in the Charlotte region over the next decade as drivers retire. Growth in the industry is projected to create another 2,400 jobs. And then there's the high turnover rate. According to the American Trucking Association, it's 74% nationally. That translates into a lot of demand. Joe Stafford, chair of CPCC's truck driving program, says nearly all of his students get jobs right away.
So some of them apply for the jobs while they got their permits. So once they get their license, all they got to do is go straight to the company because they've already been through the screening process and they're ready to go.
Truck drivers used to make a lot more and drive fewer miles. Wages began to fall after a push to deregulate the industry in the late 70s. According to the Department of Labor, the median wage for a truck driver in the Charlotte region is $42,500 a year, just under the national median. Many of them spend several days at a time on the road sleeping in their trucks. More trucking companies like Epps Transport, headquartered in Greensboro, are making changes to recruit more drivers. The company seeks out CPCC students and posts YouTube videos like this.
We will get you home to your family every week. Plus, we have guaranteed miles and guaranteed pay.
The other company that I worked for, I was out 3 or 4 weeks and it wasn't, because I wanted to be. It's because they wouldn't get you home. With Epps, they will get you home on a regular basis.
The company's director of recruiting, Melissa Nishan, says the company's turnover rate is half the national average.
We've opened up different regional opportunities, so people are home more, more dedicated, more local. Those generations want to be home more. They want to be, not as far away and know what days they're going to be out.
Of course, the shorter routes don't bring in as much money as the longer hauls. Monet Robinson is just eager to finish the class, get her license, and get out on the road. She still has a ways to go before that.
We'll have to do the full-out pre-trip. We'll have to do all the skills, the straight back offsets and 90s. Then we'll have to perform, on the road with them before we even can go out to take our tests.
If previous students are any indication, she'll have a job in no time. For WFAE News, I'm Crystal Hogan, Huntersville.